Just wait a minute or two, Scott.
We can do.
You need to.
Is that what you want to do?
Smoke.
No. Okay.
No. Just let them get out of the hall there.
All right, again, zooming in. This is MM Highway, Mildred area. A little closer in. It's on that curve on 76. Some different views on pictometry, northern view. Representative Michael White is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the construction of approximately 9,100 square foot metal building, which will serve as a new location for the Dollar General store. This picture is actually across Highway 76, kind of right in the curve where Delaware, I think it is, goes south. This one's from across the street where the heating and air company is. Here's a photo looking to the east. This is the Quincy Lane entrance to 76 Highway. Subject property is a 4.41 acre per the assessor's information, meets and bounds described tract of land located at 125 Quincy Lane. Property will be divided with a 2.24 acre proposed parcel site for the Dollar General store. The property to the north across Quincy Lane is currently residential. The property to the south across State Highway 76 consists of an HVAC business, Central Taney County Fire Station and Main Office, and an auto body shop business. The property to the east across State Highway 76 is currently agricultural and residential. And the property to the west is currently doing business as Henry Brandt and Company in a 41,750 square foot warehouse for the Taney County Assessor. I've drawn in approximate boundaries according to their drawing they provided. Upon the approval of Division 3 permit, the representative will need to subdivide the 4.41 acre tract of land into two lots. And I just named them Lot 1 and 2. They can name them how they wish. A 2.17 acre and a 2.24 acre lot via an administrative minor subdivision application. The drawing's a little bit skewed for making it fit on the PowerPoint. Per the submitted site plan, the Dollar General store will be served by a total of 30 parking spaces, including two handicap parking spaces. Per the provisions of Table J1, on-site parking performance standards, major appliance, furniture, general merchandise, discount stores require one space for every 400 square feet and adequate loading areas. The 30 parking spaces will exceed these minimum requirements. And this project received a total score of 2 on the policy checklist. The property in question will be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system, which will be permitted via the Taney County on-site wastewater permitting in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Due to the addition of a large amount of impervious surface, which is a fairly high percentage of the site will either be buildings or asphalt paved parking lots and driveways, a stormwater management plan may be required. Staff recommendations would be for permit number 1524, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, B, stormwater management, C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbance of over 1 acre, D is utility easement and building line setbacks. E is improvements with the scale of the building, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two would be a compliance letter from Central Taney County Fire Protection Districts, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Planning Department, and then the Missouri Department of Transportation, or MoDOT, shall be submitted to the Planning Department office. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, a Division II permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, that's the end.
Okay, Mike, we're going to come up. You go back to that picture, Scott.
Which one?
The photo picture there.
Oh, good evening. Michael White, White Land Surveying. I am representing the owner and the potential developer of this property. Dollar General, the developers do not buy the property until it's properly zoned and we have everything approved. So right now we're on behalf of the owner, the current owner.